Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we have Tom from Ward Williams. Now, Tom, just start by introducing yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi there, my name's Tom Kirk and I'm one of the personal tax managers here at Ward Williams. In particular, one of my key roles, I'm lucky enough to work for our specialist boutique subsidiary, Ward Williams Creative. And what we do, we specialise in the accountancy and the tax affairs of those working within the creative industry.
And what exactly do you mean by creative industry?
It can be a little bit difficult to encompass all the fields, but essentially it's clients that we act for who work in a wide range of fields. So they could be from TV, film, video game production, so all those types of things. It could be photography, it could be website design and management, right through to makers. So it could be textile makers or fashion designers. The creative industry really encompasses all of those and more, as I said earlier on. It's anyone who's working in a field that requires human creativity to further their work.
Wow, that sounds interesting. So, and what do Ward Williams creatives do?
So we're a firm of chartered accountants, and we have a real passion for helping our clients in this particular industry grow through our knowledge of sort of their accountancy affairs. So essentially, we'll look at their accountancy affairs and the tax advice that we need to give them, so that will help them essentially grow that side of the business.
Nice. And I'm interested to know why the creative industry exactly.
It's essentially for us, put simply, really, it's the clients that we encounter in this industry that really we look forward to working with. Our clients, essentially, with their business, they really treat it as a part of themselves. So they're constantly looking at ways that they can create and deliver new content to their clients. So that really challenges us to look at the ways we deliver our work to them. And that really excites us in looking at the partnership we can grow between us and our clients. The good interesting thing with these clients is that they come from all walks of life, so they're very, very different, but we always find they're connected by sort of one true value, and that's the sort of bravery to create something different, so to put it out there. And a lot of time you're taking quite a risk there, because it might not succeed, it might be something that the marketplace isn't ready for, and that really excites us, and we look forward to working with people like that. So it really gives us an edge to the work that we do.
So you market yourselves as accountants and tax advisors for the creative industry, but is there any real difference between you and a regular firm of accountants?
It is a good question to ask that one, actually, because if you look at our qualifications and the core services that we offer, it is similar to what you'd expect from general chartered accountants. Where I think we can differentiate ourselves for people in the creative industry is the experience we've gained by working with a number of clients. And they've got the clients in this type of industry, generally you'll find they've got a real drive and enthusiasm for the particular aspects of work that they do. So whether that be TV and film production, or whether that be video game design, they really, really know their audience, know how to capture it, and their mind works in a specific way to be able to lay that out for people. Unfortunately, that might not always cross itself over into the financial side of things. So we like to look at things a little bit differently when we're handling these clients. So it's key that you give them the accountancy advice and their facts and figures in a very jargon-free way, so that they can understand it and they can really visualise what you're talking about. So I suppose it's the relationship that we have with them that really differentiates ourselves from other accountants.
So what types of tax reliefs are you referring to exactly?
So when we look at tax reliefs, for people in the creative industry, there's two types that stand out for owners of limited companies. So that'll be the Enterprise Investment Scheme and the Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme for startup businesses, which is a real key one in terms of getting the business off the ground. And then there's also the Research and Development tax relief, which can be really key for those people, especially in the fields we're talking about, who are looking to research and develop an advancement in their field. And they're two real key ones, that the company should be looking at. But in addition to that, there are further tax reliefs aimed at those specifically within the creative industry, and they're called the creative industry tax reliefs. And these cover such a wide range of sectors, but really with those that we mainly deal with, so it'll be film and TV through to video game production as well, as I mentioned earlier on. What I find with these tax reliefs is that there isn't wide sort of main coverage on them, and therefore it can be missed quite a bit. So some of our clients are missing out on that if we're not there to tell them.
So is it just limited companies and their directors that you work with then?
No, not at all. So whilst we do have a large portfolio of limited companies, we also work alongside freelancers. And essentially, a lot of the times, they're really interesting people to get working with initially, because they're the ones just starting out. So typically, we'll have people who are coming from paid employment, and they're taking their first sort of foray into freelancing. So it's a real risk there that you're going from the security that you had with like I say, that paid employment and the holiday pay, etc., that comes with it, to taking that opportunity and that chance on yourself by going freelance. So because we work with both types, the freelancers and the limited companies, it really gives us the opportunity to assess each individual and see which vehicle they should be operating from.
And where is Ward Williams Creatives based?
So we have a few offices. The business operates out of Weybridge, Ascot and Bracknell in the sort of Surrey area. We have an office in northwest London, so that's in Uxbridge, and we've got a central London base in Liverpool Street.
Very nice. And it wouldn't be right for me not to ask you, where exactly can we get in touch with you?
I'm glad you asked that. So if anyone needs any sort of advice centred around the creative industries, please feel free to give myself a call. My number is 01932 830 664.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.